The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Coming up on today's experience, it's Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches in Ecclesiastes 3:4, there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. If you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, you are holding your breath going, yes, Lord. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Well, so far we've been able to pay the radio rent. Let's keep that going. How about that? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk hope with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian, that thingy right there. We will not even point out that in the very intro, instead of saying something about cool prizes, I said the word ghoul and then had to switch it to cool. That was pretty funny. That's how professional we are. Here's your question. This is a good one. I don't know if anybody's ever asked you this one before. How about that? I'm going to ask a question I don't think a lot of people have been asked before in their Christian faith. Here it is. Which New Testament early church would you have liked to have visited? You know, we read the letters, we hear, we read in the book of Acts. Which church would you have liked to have visited? Which New Testament early church would you have liked to have visited? That is the question. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We want you to reach out to us. All you got to do is give a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like talking to a person that you can count on. Hello!
Thank you, David. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you, my friend. I'll just ask you real quickly, did you catch the thing where I said ghoul instead of cool?
Yes, I did, yes. But like you said, it's not professional radio. It's just radio.
It's just radio. So there's our question that we're laying out before you real quickly. That's the which New Testament early church would you like to have visited? I want to visit these guys at Corinth. Oh, I want to check out the people at Philippi. Which church would you have liked? That's all we're asking. If you want to reach out to us, you can just simply call us. By the way, you can also text us if you're in San Diego. Right now, beautiful San Diego, you can text us. If right now, by the way, it's 11:35. If you're in Denver, it's 12:35. If you're in Dallas, it's 1:35. If you're in Detroit, it's 2:35. As we've said before, if you're on a different planet I just don't know what time it is. All you got to do to text us, by the way, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483, non-professional voice. Because I like doing it, that's why.
214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email to David at hemusincrease.org, D-A-V-I-D, David, at the A with the goofy thing, he must increase, from he must increase, we must decrease, John 330, and .org, because we're a nonprofit corporation. Just as simple as I can make it. So you can either call us, you can text us, or you can email us, whatever you're comfortable with. The question that is on the board right now, what New Testament early church would you like to have visited? Which one would you like to have visited? That's a simple question. It's not overly complex. We are going to get into Matthew. We are going to be doing some praying. I want to pray for some of my dear brothers and sisters in the Lord. And one of the things that I want to bring up about this is we have given you information on how to call us. We've given you information on how to text us. We've given you information on how to email us. And the question is, why would you do that? And of course, it's simple. If you have something that you want to share that the Lord's done in your life, we want you to have that opportunity to do that. We want you to be able to share. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you want to share, it's awesome to share something the Lord's done in your life, because first, it encourages you by sharing it. It blesses others that get to hear it, and it honors the Lord. Second, prayer requests. Because we believe prayer changes the universe. Unlike many politicians or academics or Hollywood type or the media, we happen to know that prayer raises the dead. And if it can raise the dead, it can change the circumstance. You want to bring peace to a nation? Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the Bible says. That would be a good way to approach it, making the nation better by seeking God first. Hello! And then additionally, you can just have something you want to share. You got to have a question. You might have something that's going on. You might have a bad joke. We have a lot of people who have bad jokes. I am one of them who have often have bad jokes. We've got a lot of that stuff going on.
Yeah, you have bad jokes almost every day.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for pointing that out. And I'm going to keep my streak going if I can today. How about that? I'm going to.
All right. Okay. Sounds good.
That's right, folks. Why? Because. That's why people are looking for a really deep philosophical answer. Because that's the reason why. That's how you got to deal with it. Now, we are going to go into prayer first. I got to pray for one of my brothers. We have a brother that listens to our radio show. He knows who he is. Love him. I had a chance to exchange with him yesterday. Had the prayer group praying for him. And we just want to lift him up before the Lord and ask the Lord to really encourage his heart. Brother, you know who you are. Let's pray. We come before the Lord right now with thanksgiving and appreciation. Let's do that. Father, we come before you right now. And we follow the model, and we know because the model is so full of wisdom, hallowed be thy name. So praise and honor to you first and foremost. I just want to glorify your name for the goodness that you have poured upon us. You can be nothing but good. That is just the truth. And you are awesome to us. And so I lift up my brother, Lord. We lift him up, and he's going through a tough time, very Jobinian style. And Lord, as I was reading from the book that I was working with Jacob today, as you know, my own emotions were challenged about feeling about how sometimes we get into situations and we are just flabbergasted. We just don't know what to do. We don't know how to process. We don't know why you've allowed. And Lord, we sit there and I try to connect all the dots, make everything make sense, make it a logical process. I never stop doing that, Lord, because I am human, fighting against sin on a regular basis. Instead of just trusting you and letting it go, believing you, focusing on your faithfulness that you have always proved to be, I lift this up for my brother's sake. And I ask you for my brother that you would comfort his heart. He does not have to know all the whys. He just has to know the who. And you are in charge. And you are in charge of his life.
and your reasons will be revealed, and your comfort will be known by him, because you are a God of comfort. So we lift him before you and ask you to speak into his heart and mind hope, that he in his heart would hope and he would call to mind your faithfulness. We lift him before you and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So thank you very much, everybody, for praying with me. I greatly appreciate that. We are going right into... Oh, we do have a phone call, so maybe we will see if that's... Now, we did get a phone call earlier, and I didn't know if that was somebody trying to order a pizza. You can order pizzas for us, but we will not be able to deliver one for you. Okay. Because the last time we checked, we're not really a pizza place. Although we could be, because we seem to eat a lot of pizza around this show. I will check with Jacob, see if he wants me to hang on this or what he wants me to do, and then we will go forward from there. I've got Matthew chapter 18 for those that don't know, and I do want you to be aware that this is a primary, or very important text. Is there somebody that we need to send on through? Let's then go ahead and send the person on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
David, it's your older brother, Jay.
Hey, Bray, how are you, man? What's going on?
Jay.
Yeah, I know, Jay. I was brother Jay, Bray. You see, you see, okay. See.
No, you can call me Ray, you can call me Jay. But you
can call me Ray. You can call me Ray Jay. Yeah. Brother,
hey,
how are you?
Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for discussion with me, loving me. You need to turn my radio off. Thank you for your listeners, and I want them to know that I pray for them along with you every day. And I have been reading back through Job again. Funny, but this morning I was speaking with my cousin's wife. I'm sorry, I was trying to get out this all in order in my mind, who suffers from similar issues like I do with rheumatoid arthritis and neuropathy and things like that, that just hurt. And we talk about our pain together because in Numbers, you know, there is some sort of comfort. And she, too, is a Christian who dearly loves Jesus. And it was funny what you just said in your prayer, because when we were getting off the phone, we were talking about the fact that how often do we talk about our pain and how often do we just say thank you? And I think the worse my pain has gotten, the more I have complained about my pain than I have said thank you for dying on the cross for my sin. And I'm going to start trying to live more of a life of thankfulness than a life of groaning. And I thank you for pointing the way you point, and I thank him for pointing and leading others in my path who will continue to encourage me.
That is a powerful, powerful confession and commitment. I want you to know that. And so this is something that, this is one of the things that I like about, I guess, about our show, is it's just the realness of the faith. Okay, instead of it like, hey, it's got, everybody's going to fake it till you feel it. Da, da. Okay, none of that. But here's the thing, and you said it, and it will open up things for you that you may not have anticipated, and that is, it is, and as I was going through my own book, so you know I'm doing a read on Broken for His Glory. I'm doing it in my own voice, which has been quite the challenge, I will tell you, because you go over your pain, and you're like going, yeah, I get to relive this again. Oh, boy. So, you know, so there, that part's the challenge. But when you look at it and you listen to, you catch certain things, even in the book that I put together that God gave me by grace, it's like there's never a time in there where I didn't go, what are you doing? I don't get it. I don't like it. I mean, it's a lot of it for me was, I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Which is like I'm in tight, and it's all of this, and that's where That's where from the Job point of view, it wasn't that Job had was bad at all. And in fact,
never.
He was being sinless. Bragged about. And so in his mind though, okay, what I do? All right, what created this? Okay, what is and at any point if he would have had some awareness, God is bragging about you to the most evil being there is and telling that evil being, ha ha, my people love me, ha ha, you know, kind of attitude. And, you know, perhaps in our minds we think, well, maybe that made it easier for Job. Well, Job was strong enough to endure it, but that's in the book for us.
Right.
And when we're looking at it, we're like, I don't know why it's going on. I don't like it. It's very hard. It's very harsh. It's very difficult. And then the Lord's like going, man, I put it in the book. Look, it's right there.
Yeah.
I'm doing stuff you don't have anything about. I'm with you. I love you. I'm for you. I'm going to get you through this. Watch. And, you know, it's funny because in I'm glad you called in because in reading what I read today, it was that I was rereading that portion where I met with the pastor and I told him all of stuff that had happened over the last so many years, and he just started crying, and then I got really mad that he started crying because it was my story, right? So it's like,
yeah,
what are you crying for? This is my story. And then he told me, this is how the Lord feels for you. And it ruined me in the sense that it changed my life.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
it is how he feels for us.
Yeah.
And instead of I came to the realization, you know, how you read and study and you read and study and you read and study and then you read something and it's like the first time you opened that book of the Bible, you know?
Yep.
And it came to me just the other day, be still and know that I am God means so many different things. And it means to pray, it means to read, it means to encourage, but it also means to know, and that means to think about it. You can't know something you don't think about.
That's correct.
And you can't think about it if you don't spend time in meditation, and I believe in meditation, and because by hook or by crook, he has caused me to have to lay back, take a pain pill, and meditate for an hour or so before I get any relief. And so what am I going to choose to meditate on but my Lord? And I have grown closer to him through this, but I don't think that's the end of this story yet, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. I actually don't believe it's the end of this story. I believe it's part of the testimony that's being formulated. That's what I believe. And so I know that's, you know, it's not for me to say per se, but, you know, sometimes you get that sneaky suspicion. And it's like, I think this is going somewhere.
You know, it could be for you to say, because I do believe that a brother that loves honestly and openly, and I don't know if I should say it out loud or not, but should, that will even text you after he leaves the office, which just, you know, it just is so sweet to me because it's just wonderful. But I think you have the ability to have a sneaking suspicion because the Lord gives us that kind of understanding of one another when we are connected through him in love.
Correct.
I've never shaken your hand, but believe me, prayed for your heart, you know, so we are brothers and I will see you up there. And I just, any sneaking suspicion you have, follow it.
Well,
I love you, David. And I will tell your listeners that you are the real deal. And man, if you're not one of the prophets of our generation, I don't know who would be.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things I am, but let's just say I'm an annoying big brother. Little brother to some, big brother to others, you know, kind of like all the way around. You know, it just depends.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I know, man. I got some people that are just like, you know, I get somebody who reaches out to me who's 92. I am definitely not their big brother.
I'm just thinking when you get to where you're everybody's older brother, that's when you need to really
That's good. That's really good. Listen, here's what's really powerful. The Lord's not done with you. This is the thing you need to just listen. I just know this is from the Lord. He's not done. He's, you're gonna, yep, you remember that thing I texted you? The metal shelf might come down on your head, okay? That's mm-hmm. okay. That's fine. Just mold into the ground. God has got right, something right. wonderful, and just in your heart, in your spirit, you know what? Something great is coming.
After you texted that, I texted, Lord, melt me and remake me, you know, and I give you all ability, authorization to share my story, what you know of it, what you've texted to me, what we've talked about, anything you want to share. My name is Jay, and because it may help somebody else out there. And I would do anything to, you know, help anybody that I can.
Amen.
Because that's about all I've got left, you know.
Yeah. No, and that's powerful. And I want people, so this is something that's important now is, and I want to pray over you before I hang up with you, but I want the audience, this is the thing that I want to communicate, and that's when the Lord is teaching about who your neighbor is, it's whoever God brings into your universe. It's really difficult to say your neighbor is somebody that you have no contact with, never met, don't have no face, no name, no nothing, and there's no touch whatsoever. But who God brings into your universe, that is substantially different. And so Jay has been brought into everybody's universe who's listening on the radio, and God has done that for a reason. That's not by accident.
They've all been, all the Deborahs of the world, all of the, I can't remember the guy that cracks you up every day with a joke.
Oh, Samson. Samson.
The accent.
Yeah, Samson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. All those people have been brought into my universe, and I want to be in theirs because they live in God's universe.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's why you got to be praying for Jay. Why? Because he's your brother. And that's what the Lord expects. The Lord expects this from him. And I know it sounds weird to say that, but if by this shall all men know that you are my disciples by your love one for another, well, be a witness. Love. I mean, that, there it is right there. Take it on. Share the burden. Carry the burden with one another and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3.
Pray for those I can remember every day. My church's prayer list, my prayer list, my family, whatever. Those that from your show that I can remember because I can't write and drive at the same time.
Yeah, stuff.
and all that stuff. I believe that when I pray for those people that need recurring prayers, I know that their lives are as topsy-turvy as mine, if not more. And they need the Lord as much as I do. And I will promise you that when I pray, honestly, get my mind off of everything else but Jesus and a picture of him on the cross, and I pray for them, I'm blessed. I'm blessed tenfold.
Amen.
And I know that. And I need to convey that, you know, that we are blessed when we pray for one another.
Absolutely. Let me pray over you, my brother, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Okay, let's pray. Father, we come before you right now, and I thank you for my brother. I thank you for his honesty, his sincerity. He's just telling it, just sharing his heart. Lord, he's been through quite a bit. And we don't have the answer. We can't say this is why the Lord's doing it. We're not one of the three miserable comforters, Lord. But we are people that share and know and experience the similar elements that Jay has been going through and is going through. And what we pray for, of course, is that your perfect will, your absolute glorious will be done. But my prayer to work with that is that you would give him greater than a seed of hope, that he would actually have growth in hope, that what you have for him personally and for all of us as your kids is so much greater than the heaviness of what we encounter, that we can rejoice in your faithfulness. Of course we ask you to deliver him from his circumstances and his situations and just get him out of the whole thing. Sure. But Lord, declare your testimony and give him hope And let us remember, as you've taught us in your word, things are going on we have no idea about, but we can trust you with our very existence. So we just want to thank you for that and ask you to be the God of comfort for Jay. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And amen. Thank you, David. And one last thing really quick. Tell Samson when he does his 215 call today or whenever he calls, to just take it on the road because he's hilarious. Okay. I love him.
I'm going to use that line. Hey, Samson, take it on the road.
Well, and you don't mean holding up a sign at a corner, no.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for the David. Phone call. God bless you.
I love you. God bless you.
You too, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the kind of show that we do because we don't have any idea what kind of show that we do. That makes a lot of sense. If you're in San Diego, if you're in Denver, if you're in Dallas, if you're in Detroit, it doesn't really matter. You can listen by app. You can go to hemustincrease.org, hit listen live. Just take a short break, then we'll be coming back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
Only takes a minute. We're just joining our faith really together, believing that God's graciousness is here for this. Father, we come before you and we ask you in the name of Jesus, with help from the Holy Spirit, that you would touch in our audience those people who are physically hurting. There are some where their pain is really intense on a regular basis. It's just very, very draining. And we ask that you would give them strength and you would renew them and you would empower them. But most of all, that you would heal them and you would touch their physical bodies. And even if it can only be for a short period by your determination, we ask that that would come for them and they would get that relief. And for those that are just drawing closer to you, that there would be some great sense of comfort, some great sense of wisdom and trust. But heal those who are hurting, from the smallest item to the deepest and most serious element. Nothing escapes your notice. So minister to those people by your grace and by your mercy, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
The David Spoon Experience.